Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 3 of the Scarecast Podcast. Brace yourself as we bring you 9 scary stories that are true. Tales so chilling and unsettling, they defy explanation. From shadowy figures lurking in the darkest corners, to encounters with entities that blur the line between this world and the next. These stories come straight from the people who live them. Whether it's a haunting in a quiet home, a terrifying chase by an inhuman figure, or inexplicable knocks that rattle the nerves. Each story will leave you questioning what's real and what lurks just beyond our sight. So lock your doors, keep the lights on, and prepare for a journey into true horror that will haunt your thoughts long after the episode ends. A discussion I had with my resident today shook me up. I work in an assisted living for those with dementia. Today I was sitting with the resident in her room who is very early into her dementia. She said she wanted to talk to me about a few things. So I agreed and she began to tell a story about her past husbands. She started off the story by saying, "My last husband is dead. Sort of." I asked what she meant, but she said she had to tell the whole story. And she tells me of her past with abusive or cheating husbands. She provided great detail. Lots confirmed through internet searches and pictures. And the story was over 40 minutes long. But then she finally starts to talk about her last husband. She said he had cancer and in a time of depression, had shot his face off but survived. Months later, it took his life. She said that they buried him, had him declared dead and all of that. But just hours after the funeral, she is woken up by knocks on the house. She says it was her husband, covered in dirt. She rushed him inside and she was freaking out. She said he just went to the basement where he had previously shot himself. And she began telling her family members, but they didn't believe her. So she started bringing him food and water. And this went on for months. Until her daughter said, "That's enough, you're going to an assisted living place." However, once the daughter moved into the mother's house, she saw her dad. And out of fear, she locked the basement up and told her mom she was right and that she should never discuss it. The resident then began tearing up, thinking about how her husband was likely gone now, locked alone in the basement. This freaked me the hell out. But also, she has early dementia, so maybe it's not true. So I asked her clarifying questions. "Do you think he's alive? Does anyone else know? Why didn't you call the police? How would the cemetery not know about this?" And she answered all the questions by saying that he was in fact dead. But his very physical and visible ghost-like body is there. And before anyone questions this because of her dementia, she is not usually like this. She is very early into her dementia and has never told lies or delusions. She started the story saying that he was kind of dead, and then proceeded to tell a 40-minute detailed and evident story in a timeline fashion. I have a master's in psych, but I have never heard of stories like this, so detailed and real, to be mental illness. I have told this story way shorter than it was. The emotions, evidence, her story, all felt incredibly real. It also felt so evil. And I am an atheist, but I've had such an incredible bodily reaction to the story that I said a prayer. It felt haunting. Maybe people would try to downplay this or explain it away, but I am an atheist and not really a believer in the supernatural. But for some reason, this has me completely shaken up. I've seen it all the past 6 years working here, and I know this resident. And I know her story was real. Dogman in Alaska? Back in the late 60s, before he shipped out to Vietnam, my dad had an encounter while hunting. I remember him telling a story to a friend. His friend had told him he had heard something out in the woods behind his house. My dad then started to tell his story. While living up in Ketchikan, Alaska, he decided to get one last hunt in before leaving for the military. He said he was slowly driving down this old logging road. When up ahead, he stops his truck, grabs his rifle and backpack, and takes off down the road to the spot he saw an elk cross. He goes to the edge of the road and sees where the elk had gone down. The elk had gone down this steep hill, and he saw some of them started to move up the next ridge. Taking out his binoculars, he started to scan the area to count how many elk he could see. And as he is lying there on the ground scanning the next ridge, he catches something moving quickly from his left on the ridge across from him towards the elk. And as he zeroes in on this thing, he realizes he is looking at the biggest wolf he had ever seen. He said it looked like the size of this thing was massive. And when it was about as 10 o'clock, he said it stopped and went from 4 legs to standing on 2 legs. It reached up and put its hand against a tree that it was now standing next to, and it lifted his massive head in the air and began to sniff the air, looking around. He said it seemed like in no time, it picked up the scent, but it wasn't the elk's, it was him. This creature snapped its head in the direction of my dad and stared right at him. It showed its teeth and then dropped back down on all fours and started towards my dad. He said he lost sight of it when it got to the bottom of the ridge. He grabbed his rifle and made sure it was loaded and started scoping the area below him. And as he scanned back and forth, he caught sight of it again, and it was at the bottom of the hill below him, about 200 or so feet from my dad. And as he focused on this thing, the elk let out a loud bugle, which broke this thing's concentration. This thing snapped its head back towards the elk and took off after them. And as it started to climb up the ridge across from my dad, It stopped one last time, stood up, looked at my dad, snarled, and then ran up over the crest of the ridge on two legs. My dad gathered his gear and ran back to his truck as fast as he could and took off out of there. I looked at my dad and I asked him, "What do you think it was?" He looked me dead in the eyes and said, "Werewolf, that's what that thing was." He said it was the blackest black he had ever seen. Its eyes were yellowish, but looked reddish at times. And my dad, to the day he died in 2014, believed he encountered a werewolf. I work as a caregiver and I saw something creepy. So I was at my client's house during an overnight. I worked 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 a.m. And at night I'm there by myself and he sleeps for 12 hours. And I'm just there to make sure he doesn't wake up and fall and he's alone or he walks out of the house. He has dementia. So he's sleeping in his bed and I'm looking at the baby monitor and it's 11:11 p.m. And suddenly, the blankets of his bed lift into the air like someone is holding them. Obviously, no one is there in the room. The blankets are held up for like 3 seconds and then it goes back down. I'm seriously creeped out. I'm not sure if a draft can do this, but no windows are open, and this doorway is closed, so I'm not sure what happened or if I just saw a poltergeist. Just more detail, but I'm here by myself, and this house is a mansion, and it's completely quiet at night, and sometimes it's creepy. I try not to think about scary stuff because I'm there to do a job, but yeah. That was weird. My dead friend has been haunting me. However, I'm not entirely sure if it's really my friend. My friend Samuel took his own life almost 8 years ago. I don't remember his face clearly, but I do remember his eyes. Intimidating green eyes. Almost the exact color of jade. He had died by hanging. And for several weeks now, and sporadically, I've been waking up in the middle of the night. Not at a specific time, but always with sleep paralysis. I can't move, I can't speak. I feel a pressure on my chest and neck, like someone is trying to strangle me. And at the entrance of my room, he's always there. Samuel, or whatever is pretending to be him, with those green eyes that I've never forgotten. Regarding the sleep paralysis, I consulted my doctor again about the recent episodes. And he gave me a new treatment. I've also been trying to improve my sleep routine, which has helped. But that thing, whatever it is still there. 2 nights ago, I managed to move during the paralysis, following some advice I had received. And as I moved and got out of bed, that thing was still there. It didn't move at first, but it stared at me with those bright green eyes. And a few seconds later, I felt a burning sensation on my arm, like a spider or scorpion bite. Apparently, I passed out after that because I woke up in the morning in the middle of my room. And at first, I thought it was just a bad dream and that I had just fallen out of bed. But then I noticed burns and some scratches on my arm. whatever happened, that wasn't a dream. Yesterday, my mom talked to me, and what she said first made me realize that it wasn't a hallucination or something my mind had made up like I had been thinking. Here's how the conversation went. "Have you been sleeping well, or are you still playing during the night?" "I go to sleep early. I can't stay awake past 9. "Then why do you have those dark circles under your eyes?" "I've been waking up at night." "Do you see him too?" "See who?" "A tall man, like a black shadow. Every time I wake up, he's going up the stairs." After she told me that, I told her everything. She called her cousin, some kind of witch or healer. I'm not really sure what she is, but I told her what had happened, and she emphasized one thing. Don't let it reach your bed. She said a prayer and did a few other things I didn't really understand. She gave me a blessed rosary and a sheet with some kind of prayer or chant to ward off spirits. And it worked. Or at least I want to believe it did. Early this morning, that thing came back. I was paralyzed, but I managed to move after a few minutes by breathing deeply and trying to move my fingers. I had the paper with me, and I didn't hesitate to read what was on it. That thing let out a scream like it was burning in hell, and it shattered into the darkness, leaving me alone and nearly having a heart attack from fear. It's clear that thing is no friend of mine, and I just hope it goes away for good.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
my wife and I were hiking on a particular trail at a nature preserve with our dog. We came across some people walking as well, almost like a family, but they seemed a bit off to me. But they were friendly. They asked what kind of dog we had and how old he was, and we answered politely and tried to go on our way. But they tried to keep the conversation going. We politely continued until we eventually made our way toward the trail. And about 3 minutes later, my wife and I were quiet, and she said to me, "Where did they come from? I didn't hear anyone behind us or ahead of us." To backtrack, this particular part of the trail bottlenecks, so you can see if anyone is coming from a good distance. "Funny enough," she said, "do you feel weird, like someone's watching us? Or like they were looking at us strangely?" I didn't say anything for a minute, and she asked, "Did you hear what I said?" I said, "Yes, I did." "How did you know that?" She stopped, looked at me, and said, "I felt the same thing." The hair stood up on the back of my neck. All the while, our dog was walking very slowly with his head down, almost as if he sensed a predator but didn't know where it was coming from, and was moving cautiously. We continued back to our car at a steady pace and left. Come to find out, there have been several cases of people over the years living in those woods and showing up randomly on the side of the roads in the middle of the night, trying to stop cars for God knows what. The woods outside the trails are extremely dense and dangerous to traverse unless you have to and are a professional. Not much weird stuff has happened to me, and I don't easily scare, but I have never been back there. I felt like they were watching us and came out to test our reaction. I'm a big dude and I can handle myself, but it always stuck with me. I could sense predators watching us. I think I got into a car with a serial killer. Throughout this story, I would like for all of you to just keep in mind that I was 20 years old and very naive. You're going to think I'm stupid, and I was. Probably lucky to be alive, and God, do I know that. I kick myself whenever I think about this day. I just wanted to get some other opinions. Maybe I'm wrong about him. Okay, so about 20 years ago, I was walking down the road in a not-so-safe area. It was summertime, and I was dressed appropriately for the heat. Shorts and a tank. I'm very thin and was downright skinny then, and I got mistaken for a sex worker more times than I care to admit. This may or may not be important to the story. So anyways, I was walking to pick up my son from daycare, and as I was going about my way, a truck full of men started to catcall and follow me. They turned around several times to yell at me out the window, and I was getting nervous about it. I was passing a gas station parking lot, and a man not much older than myself stopped in a nice car and asked if I needed a ride. He didn't seem scary, and he was attractive, so I said okay, and I got in his car. Sheesh, I wish I could smack myself. So I get into the car with him, and he asks where I'm going. I tell him, and it's about a mile straight down the road I'm on. He starts out going the wrong way, and just tells me that he needs to turn around. I pay little mind. He starts to ask about myself, so I tell him. I was escaping a domestic violence situation and was staying at a woman's shelter nearby. I was telling him how closely my activities were monitored, that was due to pick up my son any minute. I think this may actually be what saved me. And at some point, I notice he takes another wrong turn. But I don't know the area at all, so when I point it out, he says he's taking a shortcut or something, and I just go back to talking like an idiot. Then I get a whiff of something. I know now that that smell was death. Decomp. I know this for sure now. I did not then. I turn around and I look in the backseat looking for spoiled food or something. And the car is absolutely spotless. I bring up the smell and he brushes it off and changes the subject. But for some reason, the smell just started getting stronger. My dumbass brings it up again. What is that smell? He says he doesn't know. Probably something he forgot to take out and has gone bad. When I tell you guys that there was not a crumb in that vehicle, I'm baffled. But eventually, he drops me off safe to my destination. And he doesn't tell me his name, ask for my number, or give me his. And I don't think much of it until much later, when I smell that smell again. But this time, I know what it is, and it triggers the memory of the guy in the car. This was probably 2005 in Covington, Kentucky. And I'm very sure that him being aware that not only would I be missed, I would be missed quickly, and my movements would be tracked very specifically, was the only reason that I made it back out of that car that day. Not my experience entirely, but I once had a friend visiting from another part of the country. And while here, we went to a flea market and there was this older wooden-style Ouija board. She bought it and we tried it using it once, but there was no feet on the planchette. It didn't move. I did notice that she had started acting a bit nervous when heading to the guest bedroom where she kept all her stuff, including the Ouija board, but didn't pay too much mind. I assume she was just tired. And when she went home a few days later, she left it behind. In a later phone call when she got back home, she said I could keep it. But I said, nah, I'll mail it to you. The guest bedroom was visible from my bed when the doors were open. And every night that it was there, after she left, I would wake up and sit straight up in my bed and look that way. I don't know why. I didn't sleep much while it was here. It was weird. But I never really figured it was the board. I just thought it was me and a disrupted sleep pattern. And after a couple of days, I shipped it to her. She got it, put it in her bedroom, and after the fact, told me what she went through. Which 20 years later, the details may not be in order. She started having nightmares. Would wake up with bruises. Felt exhausted. And there was just a general uneasy feeling. The last night she slept with it in her room, she said she woke up and saw something she described as having rough fur rising up beside her bedside. It was not a pet, and her bedroom door was closed. And I guess she screamed and threw her blankets over her head and reached to turn in her bedside lamp. But there was nothing there. The next day, I believe she took the board to the dump. And luckily enough, whatever was happening stopped. Again, mostly not my experience, and my memory is fuzzy on the finer points of it. But we're no longer friends. But I do remember feeling uneasy when the Ouija board was in my house. So who knows? I've never touched another one, though. I have a ghost story. When I was 17, I had the most horrifying 3-ish months of my life. My mom asked me one day if I was angry when I'd come home because she kept hearing the basement door slam. My room was in the basement at the time, and I didn't think anything of it. Maybe I did slam the door hard on accident. But cut to later that night, I'm playing some games on the computer in the living room, listening to music. My mom was fast asleep as well in their bedroom. And I hear the basement door open and slam. I take my earbud out and listen. My first thought was my sister randomly came home from college. Yet even that was weird as it was 12:30 a.m. I'm listening and I hear the door open and slam again. The door handle had a very distinct sound when it turned. I hear both and I get up and I begin to wake my dad up. And I say, "Dad, Dad, someone's breaking into the house." He kind of just brushes me away and mumbles a bit as the door opens and slams again. Realizing I was serious, my dad wakes up. I hand him the fire poker and I have the fire shovel, and we start to search the house. We search downstairs to find no one. Doors were locked, windows locked, no one was there. We both just kind of shrugged and went back upstairs. I don't know how to explain this. What do you think caused that noise? If there was no one there at the bottom of the house in the basement? I'd love to hear your theories. Things happening to me and my 4-year-old son. I'm a very logical and level-headed person. I've never really believed in the paranormal. But I'm really disturbed by 2 experiences that have happened to my son and I in recent months. The first instance happened when I woke up to my son screaming at 4 a.m. I ran down the hall and into his room, carefully shutting the door behind me because I didn't want to wake up my daughter in the room adjacent. My son was visibly upset and adamant that he had heard a noise. I reassured him that everything was okay, that he needed to go back to sleep. And as I was tucking him into bed, I leaned over to give him a kiss. And at that moment, we both heard 3 knocks at his door. The best way I can describe these knocks is that they came from higher up on the door and were very intentional, human-like. And I immediately felt uneasy, but my brain rationalized that it had to be my husband. But when I opened the door, there wasn't anything there. The second instance happened last week. I woke up with a migraine and I stayed home with my son. My husband ran out to the gym and I was finally feeling better, so I decided to shower. My son brought his Legos to our bedroom and I showered while he played in the bathroom/bedroom. After my shower, I was brushing my hair and I very clearly heard my husband say,
"Hey guys, I'm home,"
like he always does. My son looked up at me and said,
"I think I heard Daddy."
He ran over to the window to look for his truck outside. And I went cold when he said,
"Nope, Daddy's not here."
I was so spooked that I locked us in the bedroom and called my husband to see if he could come home. We have a camera downstairs in the living room with no audio that we use to keep an eye on our dog, so he viewed it remotely, and there was nothing on the camera. So what did we both hear? Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Scarecast podcast. If you enjoyed these chilling true stories, be sure to subscribe and share this episode with a friend who loves horror just as much as you do. For more exclusive content, including reels with actual video footage not featured on the podcast, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook at The Scarecast. If you liked the episode, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast, as this really helps. And if you have your own spooky story to share, send it to mike@thescarecast.com. It might just end up being featured in a future episode. Stay safe, stay spooky, and until next time.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.